This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Reading by Deb Bacon Ziegler in Lansing, Michigan. The Junior Classics, Volume 1, by William Patton. Chapter 87, He Who Knew Not Fear, by Anonymous. A certain father had two sons, the elder of whom was sharp and sensible and could do everything. But the younger was stupid and could neither learn nor understand anything. And when people saw him, they said, "There's a fellow who will give his father some trouble." When anything had to be done, it was always the elder who was forced to do it. But if his father bade him fetch anything when it was late or in the night time, and the way led through the churchyard or any other dismal place, he answered, "Oh, no, father, I'll not go there. It makes me shudder," for he was afraid. Or when stories were told by the fire at night which made the flesh creep, the listeners often said, "Oh, it makes us shudder." The younger sat in a corner and listened with the rest of them, and could not imagine what they could mean. "They are always saying, 'It makes me shudder, it makes me shudder.' It does not make me shudder," thought he. "That, too, must be an art of which I understand nothing." Now it came to pass that his father said to him one day, "Hearken to me, thou fellow in the corner there. Thou art growing tall and strong, and thou, too, must learn something by which thou canst earn thy living. Look how thy brother works, but thou dost not even earn thy salt." "Well, father," he replied, "I am quite willing to learn something. Indeed, if it could but be managed, I should like to learn how to shudder. I don't understand that at all yet." The elder brother smiled when he heard that, and thought to himself, "Good God, what a blockhead that brother of mine is! He will never be good for anything as long as he lives. He who wants to be a sickle must bend himself betimes." The father sighed and answered him, "Thou shalt soon learn what it is to suffer, but thou wilt not earn thy living by that." Soon after this the sexton came to the house on a visit, and the father bewailed his trouble, and told him how his younger son was so backward in every respect that he knew nothing and learned nothing. "Just think," said he,